Brisbane's News Talk, 1160. Tony Murphy.
And coming up, the jelly bean lady. What about those things we're taking? Are they good for us? Are we taking too much? Are we being seduced by all those big companies that say this is the answer to it all? We're going to have a look at type 2 diabetes in just a second. But as always, got to have an intro for the jelly bean lady.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh la.
And here she is, the Jelly Bean Lady. Good evening to you. Nice to see you.
Oh, good evening, Tony. It's great to be back again.
In your Jelly Bean shirt.
Oh, yes. I come well prepared.
For people who haven't heard us before, the Jelly Bean Lady is so called because...
Oh, because there's so many products out there that are actually placebo products. So you've got a choice of spending $200 or $300, or you can go back to basics and read things up and do your own research.
So a lot of things that we're taking, we are seduced. I use that word seduced. Do you think that's the right word for some of the products we take?
I think not just seduced, but totally brainwashed. In fact, we're made to feel terribly guilty that we're not popping pills or using some new device. And that is really manipulative. In fact, there are billions. We're talking about $25 billion industries here, Tony.
Can we survive without taking things? That is to say, let's say we eat our fruit and veg, our five fruit a day, we do our 10,000 steps and we eat our veg, no matter that they may well be sprayed, which is often the argument, no matter that things happen, which we don't know about on the farm, but if we follow that, what do you reckon we need to take?
Oh, personally, lots of water.
Water,
the
okay.
Occasional glass of red wine, purely for medicinal purposes, of course.
Yeah.
And a piece of endorphin-giving chocolate, but fresh fruit and veggies and lots of fish and lean meat and lots of exercise. It's all you need. You don't need.
Don't tell me. You mean to say we'll live a long and happy life on that?
Well, the majority, all the vitamins you need probably fit on a full stop on a piece of paper. In fact, I thought it was a pinhead, but it's less than that. You just need the tiniest amount. And people think that taking a pill with a vitamin is a natural thing to do. Well, vitamins never came in capsules, Tony, I'm afraid.
No. But they're able to do that, so they're able to put them in capsule form. And so the theory is, isn't it, that they break down in your system and go to all the parts that are crying out for whatever it might be.
Well, you've probably eaten as much as you need every day, so the reality of it is you're just making very expensive pee, Tony.
All right. Now, your website, and you're very good, and lots of people are these days, at scurrying around. So people say, I'm listening to the Jelly Bean Lady there, and I want to have a bit of a scurry around and double-check the Jelly Bean Lady. What's a good way to just sort of go about that? Want to troll on the net?
All right. Well, what happened with me was when I was diagnosed with cancer, I was given a lot of very interesting advice. And because I'm a bit of a researcher at heart and I love the old surfing on the net, not like yourself, Tony, I'm not too good on a board, I found that there were thousands and millions of sites that gave very poor quality information. So I set about to fix this, and I've set up a site called www.healthinformation.com.au where people are encouraged to read things for themselves. So I won't be telling people what works and what doesn't. I will be saying, this is what I think works and what doesn't, but read it for yourself.
And of course, you've got all the links there, so whatever the particular situation might be, they'll go to www.healthinformation. They'll go there and they say, look, I'm really curious about glucosamine, for instance. Everyone seems to be taking glucosamine these days.
So all right, well.
Is there a link, for instance, something like that?
Yes, there is. There's two areas for glucosamine. One is in the arthritis section in major illnesses. And I will mention that this website has 400 links. It also has two search engines and an encyclopedia. So throw away your Reader's Digest book on, you know, working out your own symptoms, because you can get things right up to date on the website. So it's very handy for doing that. But like glucosamine, I'm sorry to say this, but there was a trial done recently, and it said that for patients with low to moderate osteoarthritis or pain...
Creaky joints.
It didn't do anything at all. But if you have x-rays and it show you you definitely have osteoarthritis, providing you take it with other medication, then there may be a benefit. But most of you are, I guess, they're taking it just for the creaky joints, and it's not going to do you any good at all. But you can read it for yourself. It's from the American Rheumatology University.
Okay, is that an established university? You see, this is what we have to do all the time, don't we? We say, well, okay, that's the source that Loretta's mentioning, and is it a substantial source? I mean, what can we really trust? We can trust a couple of, you know, maybe Harvard University. We can trust a few things like that.
Yes, there are certainly some really amazing organisations, but you look at the trial and there were over 3,000 people started on the trial, and you can actually...
But can the trials be, you know, a bit maladjusted sometimes too? Or, I mean, are they all double-blind?
They pretty well are all double-blind, yes. Mm. Depending on what... Sometimes you can have a clinical trial where they're just seeing how things go because the patient definitely knows. Like, for example, magnetic therapy, when they were claiming that was double-blind and, you know... people's keys were sticking to their bracelets. So
what happens then in the case of someone who's got maybe a bit of a dicky knee, let's say, and then you're taking some glucosamine, if you tend to feel a little better, you're saying that it shouldn't have any effect on you. But if you're starting to feel a bit better, wouldn't you keep taking it anyway?
Not necessarily, because glucosamine, this is where we come and look at diabetics. Glucosamine actually raises the blood sugar, I believe. So people that are diabetic should certainly be watching what they're taking.
Well, let's find out about diabetics. And we are going to now be joined by Peter Bowditch, who's the Executive Officer of the Australian Council Against Health Fraud. He joins us now. Peter, thanks for your time tonight.
Good evening.
Executive Counsel of the Australian Council Against Health Fraud and also Vice President of Australian Skeptics. But Peter, you've had some pretty devastating news during the week.
Yes, on Tuesday I was given the final diagnosis that I have type 2 diabetes. And so I've been rushing around since then, you know, organising myself, things to prick holes in my fingers and talking to doctors and so forth.
What were you feeling prior to that?
Interestingly, I actually didn't have any of the real symptoms. I didn't have the... It was just picked up in a normal blood test, and the doctor sent me back for further tests. I didn't have the sort of constant urination, the thirst, and all those things that people are supposed to have. So it came as a bit of a surprise.
So what's the first thing... I mean, you're a trained psychologist as well, so what's the first thing you do? Do you go to the net in a case like that?
Well, I run the Australian Council Against Health Fraud. I have my website at ratbags.com where I attack alternative medicine. I do what everybody does when they're told they've got an incurable life-threatening illness. I immediately rush to the net to try and find an alternative cure. Mm. And what I found was, this is beautiful, you type the words diabetes cure into Google, in quotes, so you get exactly that phrase, 202,000 of them come back.
Wow.
The first one says...
202,000.
Now, some of those will be legitimate, but the first three of these are sponsored links, which means people are paying specifically to have these there to track the word diabetes. A final cure for diabetes, we reveal the specific proven cure they don't want you to know about. Diabetes cure, they don't want you to know about 99% type 2 and 64% type 1 success. And new by diabetes breakthrough, clinically proven natural solution to diabetes with a 90% success rate.
Well, you've got to look them up and go further, don't you?
Now, the interesting thing about somebody giving a 64% type 1 diabetes success rate is it requires a pancreas transplant. So...
I shouldn't be laughing, but that's extraordinary. Yeah. Isn't that an extraordinary claim?
Yeah.
Because Loretta's here with us in the studio. Yeah.
Now, people ask me, they say, why do you... Now, what is your problem with alternative medicine? Shouldn't people be allowed to make their choices? Certainly, providing those choices are informed. And the fact is, there is no cure for diabetes. Anybody who says they've got a cure for diabetes and is not in the possession of a Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has not got a cure.
So,
and these people are simply lying. And what the danger is, what if I said, well, I'm not going to take the pills the doctor gives me. I'm not going to follow the diet. I'm going to go and get some herbs, and I'll take those. And in 18 months' time when I've gone blind in one eye, I'll go back to the doctor and say, it didn't work, you know.
Wow, that's an extraordinary lesson. 220,000 and all BS, I suppose. We have to say.
No, some aren't. But
you say there's no cure, so...
There's no cure. I mean, some of those are news reports saying, you know, possibility of diabetes cure and so forth. But the top ones really are all... And the top news story is a closing in on a cure from CNN or CBS. Mm. But all the ads down the side of Google, these are going to people paying for the word, take care of your diabetes, and, you know, control blood sugar with body's natural insulin rather than the body's artificial insulin, I assume. You know, discover the truth that doctors are not telling you. There's absolutely no side effects, guaranteed 25 days to fix it. These people are committing fraud and endangering people's lives.
And with the net these days, there's no control at all on anything like that, any claims, is there?
None at all. And in fact, that's one of the things I do, a similar thing to Loretta does, that I point out bad sites and good sites. I found the reaction from some of the bad sites is simply to lawyer up and threaten to sue. I was sued by a quack in America who claims she can cure AIDS in 3 weeks. She's got a guaranteed cure for cancer and a book about it. And she can cure type 1 diabetes in a couple of weeks and she actually tells people, start this treatment and cancer, stop taking insulin.
And she sued you?
Yeah.
On what grounds?
Oh, we had 30 different things, including racketeering and trespass in California. It was all a bit ridiculous. Essentially, they sued me and several other people, and they actually admitted that the objective was to rack up hundreds of thousands of dollars of court costs and bankrupt us all.
Peter Bowditch is Executive Officer of the Australian Council Against Health Fraud. Did you, when you went through the net and had a look at those sites, was there anything that you took from that you could take to your doctor?
I haven't gone through them yet. I've only been working on the diabetes thing since Tuesday. But there's almost nothing there. I mean, we went through this. We had a family member diagnosed with a form of cancer a year or so back. And when I mentioned to the internet to the doctor, and her eyes rolled back inside her head, because they're getting thousands and thousands of these people coming in and saying, I've tried this, or should I try this? And the answer is almost certainly no, you shouldn't try it. All these people here are offering me these various herbal things and Ayurvedic Indian medicine and so forth. If any of this stuff had the remotest chance of working, someone would be researching it and doing it properly.
As Vice President of the Australian Skeptics, I'm getting the feeling then that there's so much stuff that is almost totally makes the whole world go round. There's a whole lot of rubbish.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons I set up the Australian Council Against Health Fraud was because the skeptics have got a broader agenda. And I felt that we needed an organisation which could look at just this one specific thing, which is medical quackery, because it really is a problem, and it hides. People aren't aware of it. So, as Loretta said, in the United States, it's this enormous business. It is four times in the United States the size of the movie market.
Well, it's even worse than that, Peter. When you think about your diagnosis, you could have gone to your local naturopath who could have done a bit of iridology on you.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I could have gone to the naturopath and say, in 18 months' time, wondered why I couldn't see out of one eye, or I got gangrene in my feet or something.
Oh, eye, kidney, heart, stroke, limbs, all sorts of things could have happened to you as well.
But what I could do is, if I now go and I go to them now and I take the cure there and keep doing what the doctor told me, when my blood sugar gets really under control, I'll be able to say, that was a naturopath that did that.
Oh, right.
Because that's what always happens. When you find people that claim to have been cured of cancer, for example, you find that they were cured of cancer by going to a naturopath or going to a homeopath or some of these other people, but they didn't quite have the faith to give up the oncology and the chemotherapy and the radiation. And you find they've all had conventional treatment. I've had a standing offer now for 6 years for anybody in the cancer curing business that can produce 100 cases, which show that somebody was diagnosed with a terminal cancer, and that's diagnosed by proper method, by biopsy or some other thing, and that they're alive 5 years later with no treatment in between at all, except an alternative treatment.
Oh, Peter, you've disappointed me. I've found 100 alternate cures for cancer, and you're telling me they don't work.
You only found 100? You haven't been looking hard enough.
Oh.
No, I've made this offer to people who claim they can cure cancer. Now, in Huldah Clark's first book, she claims 103 cancer cures. So I wrote to her and said, have you got the case studies? And what I've offered to do for these people is I will do all the paperwork for their Nobel Prize nomination.
Well, that's Huldah Clark that said the cure for all diseases,
that's
the cure
one.
For all cancers,
yep.
The cure for all advanced cancers, and the cure for AIDS. She's popular on my list.
Yeah, I've got a photograph of me standing outside her clinic in Tijuana, where she was charging people $15,000 a week to be treated for AIDS.
Now, this goes back, I can remember, this goes back to sort of famous movie stars and over the years that have had coffee enemas and they go down to Mexico. And I mean, it's been going on for years and nothing's worked, has it?
I didn't get a chance to go and see another clinic there that runs half-day tours. It's a place called Oasis of Hope. And you can run, they run one-day tours down from, or half-day tour from San Diego down to Tijuana. They take you up to the facilities. They show you through all their laboratories and all their treatment places and they buy you lunch. It's called Oasis of Hope. That was the place that took $8 million from Steve McQueen.
Oh, that was it. Steve McQueen, yeah.
Steve McQueen died bankrupt.
Yep.
Because these people stole his money. Because he said, when he was told he had cancer, he believed people when they said, we can cure you. Now, I can understand how people can get frightened by it.
Well, Peter, I've been, as you know, I've been diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
And sometimes when you're given such a terrible prognosis, I think your brain sometimes goes off west and you just start looking for hope.
That's right.
And they've got an answer for you. They've always got that. These are over 100 cures. They were just categories like, you know, the Rife, my favourite Rife generating machine, which recently a very good friend of mine died up the Sunshine Coast.
Yes.
Wheatgrass, the big vitamin C, and my favourite shark cartilage.
Well, it's interesting that there was a study done by one of the American more quacky universities that actually showed that shark cartilage didn't work. And it was, this study was published in one of the alternative medicine magazines, but they've never made that mistake again.
No, they wouldn't, would they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the classic of cancer cures is cyanide from apricot seeds, the famous Lytrol.
That's right.
That was actually tested on the basis that there was at least some plausibility to it, that chemotherapy works by selectively increasing the rate of growth of cells and causing them to die. It was his idea, well, maybe there's another chemical that can selectively attack cancer cells. We did a test on it. It didn't work. You can still buy it.
Yeah, but, Peter, they don't really like clinical trials. I mean, I talked to them about that, and I said, you believe? They said, oh, no, they're all rigged by the drug companies.
Yeah. Well, there's an operation in America called the National Council for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. It's part of the Institute of Health. And they offer grant money for people to do trials of alternative medicines.
Do they do therapies as well, like prayer and stuff like that?
Oh, they'll do anything they want. Anything that's outside mainstream medicine, you can go to NCCAM and apply for a grant. They cannot give their grant money away. They do not spend their budget because these people will not come because they know what the results are. They know that if they test these things, they will not work.
I found a very good homeopathic cure for you for your diabetes as well.
Yeah, yes, I rather like that one too. But I looked up that thing somewhere else, and I found it also cures about 300 other things.
That's right. It's one of those, you know, generic sort of homeopathic cures.
Yeah. Well, it impressed me because I actually suffer from migraines as well, and it cures migraines.
Oh, wow.
So I can cure my diabetes and my migraine with it. It also appears to cure both diarrhoea and constipation.
Yeah, but where are we going to find scabies pus? I'm looking everywhere for scabies pus because we need that as a remedy.
Oh, I'm sure there's sheep down here at the school in their agricultural
department. So let's look, I mean, we're slagging the alternative people. Give me an idea of whether the alternative people are well-meaning and absolutely believe that they can fix certain situations by alternative methods.
Oh, I think some certainly are well-meaning. There are definitely crooks out there. There's no doubt about that. But there are people that are well-meaning. That doesn't mean that they still should be allowed to, endanger people's lives.
And so just sort of round out with your situation now. You've got a serious situation to face. You've had a look at the net. It's only been a Tuesday.
Yes.
But you'll stick pretty closely to your medical doctor on this.
It'll be more than pretty closely. It'll be exactly.
Yeah.
And even to the point of having to go and exercise. Like I said to the doctor today, well, sometimes you just get a wake-up call. But I mean, it's what I've had is the similar sort of thing that you would get. And people tell you you've got cancer. Everyone thinks I'm going to die immediately. But most people with cancers live a long time, but there's certain treatments for them.
Mm.
Basically, I've been told I have an incurable disease, which is life-threatening. However, there are things I can do, and things that the doctors can do, which can make sure that I can manage it and look after it. What I can't do is do nothing. And that's what really I'd be doing if I went to any alternative thing. I'd be doing nothing or making it worse.
We'd love to follow your management in future programs, if we may, Peter.
Oh, certainly. I might intend to write a book about it, of course.
Everybody
does.
Yeah, I know you've written a few books already. So if people want to go to your website, is there a website there that they...
Yeah, they can go to two websites. It's www.acahf.org.au.
Yes.
And www.ratbags.com, where I'm a little less polite.
Good idea. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us. We look forward to having a future chat with you, Peter.
Thanks very much, Tony. It was good to be on.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Peter. Bye.
Peter Bowditch, the Executive Officer of the Australian Council Against Health Fraud. We'll put a couple of those websites on our website there, so if you want to follow them up, you'll be able to do that. And Vice President of Australian Skeptics, and the other one, the boss and chief decision maker of the ratbags.com empire. Some sage advice there.
Absolutely. Well, the problem with diabetes too is that it's very relevant. There's over 1 million Aussies have diabetics, and only half of them know it.
And only half of them know.
Only half of them know.
Well, I suppose Peter falls in that category, doesn't he?
That's right. Sometimes there are absolutely no symptoms. It's called, you know, it occurs in people about 45 years of age, and it's, you know, midlife onset diabetes. So it certainly is something that is very prevalent. So I encourage people to go off and have a blood test.
Because you can really load up your blood test these days, can't you, with all sorts of things. You know, you can have a very long list and check pretty well everything.
Well, why not?
Why not?
Why live in ignorance? I mean, at least this way, you know exactly what's happening and you can, you know, perhaps save your arms, your legs, your kidney, your heart, your eyes, all these sorts of things. Because diabetes is a tragic thing. It is getting more, I guess, because a lot more people are looking a bit more apple-shaped than they should.
That's right. I was about to say maybe it's the diet, but if we don't have any double-blind tests and proven backup there, we can't say that, really, can we?
Although with type 2 diabetes, they do know that if you improve your lifestyle and you get rid of those extra pounds around your middle, and you do, you know, go for the walk or the surf or whatever it is, look after your blood pressure, all sorts of things like that, watch out what you eat, your fruit and veggies and all the good stuff, give up the smoking... and monitor cholesterol, then you've got a
That list is too long. You have to give you a half list, surely.
All right.
That was too long for everyone. You think, oh, my God.
Just improve your lifestyle.
Improve your lifestyle. Now, we're going to look at detox. We didn't get a chance. Peter was so interesting there, but we didn't have a chance to talk about detox. It's a very popular phenomenon around the place. Dr. Jo's coming in with you next week.
That's right, yes. She's got some information to talk about detox that I think people may be wasting their money.
Yeah, well, but basically the bottom line to a lot of the things we've been talking about is, you know, probably people are wasting their money.
That's right.
It's such a big business.
Absolutely multi-million dollar. You walk into any pharmacy, your big major chains, and what do you see? You see all the... You know, detox, weight loss.
Why do you think it's easier to sort of go to the chemist and grab that one? Is it because we don't have to talk to anyone? It's sort of semi, we've only got a minute here, anonymous, really, when you go in, whereas with the doctor you've got to line up and do the whole thing. And is that part of it, do you think?
I think that definitely is part of it, yes.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you, Jelly Bean Lady, and you can find out the Jelly Bean Lady's website. Give again.
www.healthinformation.com.au.
We'll see you next week.